Sorry I'm late. I was reading Bones of Fairy by Jenny Lee Sumner.
Hi, I'm Austin, and this is Late Starters. Hey, Casey.
Hey, Austin.
What are you doing?
I'm dancing.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm. Dance party. Mm. It's us. We're dabbing. It's happening. Should we invite the others to join our dance party?
Maybe in a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Joke's on you. I'm bottom half dancing the whole time. You just can't see it on the video.
He was having a lower dance party.
A lower dance party. That sounds inappropriate.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
A downstairs dance party.
Oh, no.
Some would call it 7 minutes in heaven.
Would they?
If you're dancing in heaven.
For 7 minutes.
And you get resurrected. Yeah. And it's a dance party in heaven for 7 minutes. Seven's a weird number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7-11.
I don't know why. 7-11. It rhymes. What other number rhymes?
9.
This recap.
What does 9 rhyme with?
Welcome back to the Chonks Power Hour, sponsored by Brock's Rocks Hard Love Cafe of Rock and School or something or other. It helps you with relationships, not just sexual. There we go. Did it. That's ad placement done, right?
Chat, man. Okay.
Check it off the list.
Chat.
Nope, check it.
Chat.
We don't have to do it twice. We only have to do it once. I checked. It's part of the contract. Chat, it's fine. All right, fine, we'll do it again. It's sponsored by Brock's Rock School, Hard Love Rock, blah, blah. Okay, cross off list. Thank you, Chunks. Anyways, you want to know what we've been up to? We've been up to Mount Moon because we're going to go and beat the shit out of Fort. Okay, that's mean. He's a gym leader. He's the Pewter City gym leader. I should have a little bit of respect.
Chapman, eh?
Anyways, we went to go and battle Forrest, the gym leader from the Pewter City Gym. But first, we had to pass a challenge. So we had to get up this rock face, and Spoons was teleporting us up, and Spoons got me, but I only got halfway up, but it was fine because I got some cool rock smash, so I was able to stop myself and get stuck on the side of the cliff. And then Spoons teleported Ford, and he got up onto the side, but he had to, like, scramble up there, and then Victor got all the way to the top. Like, no problem. Obviously, Victor's a teleporting pro, no big deal. And then Spoons came back for me, and then Spoons got Chunks. Right, Chunks?
Charmander.
Hell yeah. We love Spoons. Spoons is great. Anyways, then we had to go through this other part where we had to do this cool, like, shimmy maneuver across, and then I busted open one of those net balls, and we used the net to, like, make a, like, cool walkie thing, and I wanted to jump on it some more, but, like, everybody's like, don't do that, it's so scary, because everybody is against fun, I guess? Right? Everybody hates fun. Whatever. We got across there, we go, and then there was this Geodude, and he was, like, not having it that we were there, and we didn't want to fight the Pokemon because, like, you know, they had to go do a gym battle, so, I just fought him.
Charmander.
Yeah.
Chat.
With my hands.
Chat.
And I won.
Chat.
I gave him a Band-Aid. It was fine. Right, Chonks? It was fine.
Good job, Charmander.
Yeah, see? Chonks knows what battling is all about.
Chat.
Winning.
Chat.
And the friends you make along the way. And having the courage to do what's right.
Charmander.
Yeah. Damn, that was a fine segue into the recap. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tobias Maguire.
Well, 3 Pokeballs fly through the air towards you and burst open as lightning crashes behind them and this red energy spills out and forms into 3 Pokemon.
I cash one.
Ugh. You're disqualified. You're not allowed to catch Pokemon.
The Pokeball. Just hold it shut, like bullying the Pokemon.
Rude.
So, like, right now, I have to imagine right now at this very moment while we are on the top of Mount Moon, Smeagol's little hobbit hand is reaching down and picking up that ring that I threw like a couple episodes ago.
Nasty tricksy trainers.
You all might be wondering why their pictures are in the wrong place if you're watching this on YouTube. And that's because they switched their names up.
We parent-trapped ourselves.
Mm-hmm. We'll switch them back eventually, maybe. We'll see. As these Pokemon emerge, you all have seen two of them before. There's one with a long body of connecting rocks that form an onyx. There's a sturdy quadruped with a big horn for a nose that's Rhyhorn. The last, however, looks like a big spiky rock with short legs and arms. And then two extra little arms in front of it. It's a Graveler.
When you started that, when you said two of them you've seen before, I thought you were going to be like, this is Brad and this is Carl. Do you remember them from episode two? And I got so confused for a second. I was like, I've forgotten the lore of where we met Brad and Carl.
Carl.
Are you going to name the third one that we haven't met yet? Now that we've got Brad and Carl, who's the third one, Alex?
Jimmy.
Jimmy's the guide.
No, that's...
There's more than one Jimmy in the world. Yeah, like he's the only Jimmy.
Yeah, Jim is a very common name. Awesome.
You can't copyright your name.
Fine.
Maybe he can be Jimano. Brad, Carl, and Jimano.
Wait.
Yeah, I was like...
What if their names were Jeremy, Jason, and Nicole?
That's it. Or Dwayne the Rock and Johnson.
Oh my god!
I think Dwayne the Rock and Johnson are good because he's a rock type trainer.
Yeah, we gotta save Jeremy, Jason, Nicole for like a slug type trainer.
But one of the rules to this is you can only use one Pokemon at a time. So like it can be 3-on-3, but you guys can't like 4-on-3 and put all your Pokemon out there.
Okay.
Okay, wait, where are my Pokemon?
What if this was the moment that Ford realized he forgot his Pokeballs back at the entrance with Nadine?
Here we go.
So there's two things in our attacks here that are AC, and right below that is DB, and I think it's very good, an AC-DB. As a band. I'm sorry.
As all the Pokemon enter the battlefield, you see the Rotom droids are up high filming and watching, but another one comes out from behind Forrest, and it says, "This is an official Pokemon League battle with a gym leader. Each team is allowed 6 Pokemon. The winner is decided by the other team having no more Pokemon that are able to battle. Challengers, are you ready?"
Yes.
I guess so.
There's no way to know.
I just said yes, so there's a
there's
way to know.
There's one way to know.
I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, that's because I said yes. Like, what is with this thing?
Gym leader, are you ready? Yes. Yeah, I'm solidly ready.
You just take his yes? My yes, you got to question a whole bunch, but his yes, you just...
Forrest!
Begin! Yeah!
You should say next time, "For those about to rock, we salute you!"
For those about to brock!
That's his dad! Wait, sorry, you're right here. That's his dad.
Forrest about to rock.
Forrest about to rock? That's okay, we'll workshop that.
Forrest about to rock it.
What?
Too close to Team Rocket. Back it up. Yeah. Back it up.
I don't want to be associated with those guys. You guys see Jet peek his head from out behind a rock.
I'm telling you, it conspiracy.
Spoons up. But he's not in. So Skip.
Oh. I'm putting Cameron in first.
Okay. And what about Callan?
I think Chonks is going to go first for funsies to let Liddy get Liddy's confidence up.
First up, Forrest says, Onyx, you're up. And he starts to move forward. And he can move 7. So he'll get here. Liddy will float back. And he'll just... as he looks at Chonks. I'll just go ahead and double move him and get him here. Next up is Forrest. He'll say, you guys got this. It's supposed to go, trainers are all supposed to go first, but we're just going to stay in this order. So Chonks up.
Chonks has got to do a rollout. This is the time. This is the time to do it.
You see Chonks roll up and hit this Onyx and just bounce back as she's still rolling. But it does not look like it affected this Onyx very much, if at all. But it did hit. So I think that rollout changes based on how many times you hit, right?
Yes, it does.
Nice, nice. Psyduck, as it comes out of the Pokeball, it puts its hands on its head. Psy-yi-yi, and you see the rain start to slow down and the clouds part.
Cool. I love it. So, I mean, Onyx is right over here, so I think I'm going to move her over here, and she can go ahead and do a water gun.
Nice. So it's doubled. This Onyx gets hit with this water gun, and it looks like it's not penetrating through his hard exterior. It seems like it didn't hurt him that much. It was super effective, though. Victor.
Good job, Sonny. And thanks for clearing up the rain for a minute. Just keep doing water attacks, I guess.
Yeah, good job, Chonks. Nice rollout. It's gonna get so cool.
You got it, Cameron.
Cameron up.
Okay, so Cameron is going to tackle the Onyx here also.
Yeah, the Onyx shrugs that off completely. Next up is the Graveler, who has to come around this rock.
God, that would be terrifying. Like, we're all beating up this Onyx, and then we just see this Graveler, like, come from behind this big rock. Like, oh no, there's another one.
Jesus.
Yeah, you guys see him, like, on his front arms. Like, he's using those as he's walking out, and he comes out, and as he sees everybody, he tucks them and just starts to roll towards you all.
Why is he using his front arms?
Like a fucking gorilla or something?
I was picturing like a creepy clown that's like around the corner and then he like just starts rolling.
Yep. You guys got it.
Hate it.
Ew.
So he will continue to roll, but he'll get to only like right here with his roll. And that's his action.
That's Johnson, right?
Yeah, that's Johnson. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now, Dwayne is... because Posey is sitting the sidelines for now.
So Onyx is the rock, Rhyhorn's Dwayne, and Graveler's Johnson.
Yeah.
Got it.
We should have just named him Victor Ford and Keller, just to further confuse us.
We should have.
Or maybe y'all each in Kefa. Those would have been good choices too.
Yeah.
I love that. Y'all has continued to just destroy me. Like, with, okay, but wait, are we, you or all of us? I'm still so confused.
Back to the top of the round, because Liddy's sitting out for now. Onyx. I mean, the rock. Sorry.
It was a rock Onyx.
I have a chance here to use something. I'm going to do it.
I think you shouldn't.
It's going to take me a second. We're going to use a combat maneuver with Onyx. He's going to use the grapple maneuver. So...
he has no arms.
Exactly. Yeah. He's going to wrap his body.
That's the grapple maneuver. Awesome.
Got him.
And he's going to use bind to try to grapple.
Darkness bind them.
Who does he want to grapple? He has...
in the land of Mordor. Shadows lie.
He's gonna bind Aragorn.
He's going to bind the 9 mortal men doomed to die.
I'm going to say I'm going to roll a D6. 1 to 2 chunks. 3 to 4. Is it Psyduck is what we're calling him? You haven't named him or anything.
Sunny.
Right. Sunny is 3 and 4, and Cameron is 5 and 6.
Well, it's going to be either Chonks or Cameron the way we're rolling tonight.
I know. Yep.
It's Cameron. So Cameron needs to make an opposed athletics check.
It's not that I'm excited it's Cameron. It's just I'm excited to be able to use the it's Cameron, it's Cameron.
I know. Same.
What if he beats Onyx in a strength check?
I love that. I think he should.
He didn't. Oh, I got excited at first because I thought Ford's was first, but yeah. So he does grapple Cameron. Forrest keeps shouting positive reinforcement to his Pokemon. Dwayne the Rock Johnson, give him the people's elbow. Chunk, do you smell what Chunk's Dwayne the Rock Johnson's cooking?
Can you smell? Chunks is going to continue with this rollout. I'm going to have her keep going towards that Onyx for now.
All right.
Because why not? Holy no.
As Chunks rolls forward, the Onyx moves and wraps around Cameron, and she just misses. Sunny.
Sunny's going to keep helping her friend spraying this Onyx with water gun.
Hell yeah. 16 will hit. The damage is doubled. Unfortunately, it looks like this Onyx is just made of solid rock. And for some reason, these attacks aren't hitting hard enough to look like it's doing too much, any kind of damage to him.
Fuck.
If you guys want more hints on that, like when we get to your all's turn, I'll let you roll like Pokemon education checks and stuff. And Victor.
Yeah, Victor's wondering why this isn't doing much damage, because by his recollection, water's good against rock, so.
Yeah, give me a Pokemon education check. I'll say,
That's a crit.
Oh. Crit?
Yeah!
That's crit.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck? Upon closer inspection,
yeah,
what
you inspect a little closer and immediately realize this Onyx is just really, really tough. And the Jimmy guy did say that rock types have very high defense. And mechanically, you know, Casey, that the defense subtracts the damage that they take. None of the damage that you all have done so far has been higher than the Onyx's defense.
The big secret. This Onyx is just really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stats.
What a letdown.
I will say, with that crit, something that you could do to help that kind of goes into your mind is that if it was raining, water type moves may do some extra stuff.
Oh no, Sophie's choice.
Anything else, Victor?
Yeah, I'll withdraw Sunny. Sunny, come back.
With that, you can put him in the Pokeball if you want, or you can just call him back over to you.
Yeah, I'll just call him back over. Good job, bud.
All right.
Just hang out next to me.
Callan.
Did Victor share that information about Onyx?
The Onyx defense is really high, and I think maybe the rain... We're going to get the rain back, and maybe that'll boost some water attacks, and maybe we can try and hit it harder. I don't know.
Smart. I dig it.
Keep going, Cameron.
As he gets squeezed. Next up is Cameron.
Okay, he's going to cast Bubble. If he can do that while he's grappled, sorry.
Yep, if he attacks the Onyx, he doesn't take any penalties.
Okay, yeah, he attacks the Onyx with Bubble.
That'll hit. We'll double that damage.
So my damage is 40.
Yeah, yes. As this... tell me what the bubble looks like.
A bubble?
Is it cute?
Yes.
Is it a bubblerier?
Yeah. Yes. It just spits out a bubble and it goes right into the Onyx, and the Onyx is like, oh god.
Yeah.
That's
as like this bubble hits it, and it takes some damage. You see that it did not like that.
Good job, Cameron.
Hell yeah. Next up is this Graveler, who will now use rollout on, since Cameron is grappled, he'll roll past and smash into chunks. Actually, they can't occupy the same square as an enemy, so he can't get through his friends. I feel like it's only fair that I call the rules on myself if I'm going to call them on you all.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair that nothing can occupy the same square ever.
So he technically could move through his friends. I think the way that this map is set up, because I set it up specifically so there would be pinch points, I did that to use that against you all, but since it's working in your all's favor, I don't think that I should be able to move past it. Like,
we are the 300.
Yes.
It's the hot gates of Thermopylae.
Yep.
This is Kanto.
You could go the long way around.
Graveler, he's going to make an athletics check to try to, like, climb. He's too big to fit through this, so he's going to try to, like, climb around a little bit. It won't be a hard one, but he'll have to use some movement. So he'll double move and get here. And then he blocks Rhyhorn from, or Johnson? Dwayne. He blocks Dwayne, but who cares? Graveler done. All right, so Forrest is going to yell, Dwayne, you switched out the Psyduck for the Abra. Go after it. And Horn is going to nod and turn, wipe his front leg and kick up dust on the ground, and then plow forward towards Spoons. He's going this way.
Ah, he's going to hit me too. And Sunny.
This will be for all three of you there, but I'm going to say Sunny and Victor are, the attack's not directly against them. So if it hits them, they'll take half.
Ooh, hang on.
Yeah.
You're talking about Rhyhorn could potentially sideswipe Sunny in this battle and Victor, but Sunny?
Yeah.
Isn't that against the battle rules? And if he did
Yes.
That's true. And Forrest.
Make your choice, Forrest.
He told him to go after him.
Rules lawyer. Within the game, though, not the rules of the game. Within the game.
You league lawyered me.
Fucking hell. Wrong crit, buddy.
Oh my god. Oh no. Oh no.
Shit.
Listen, it's been nice knowing y'all.
Victor and Sunny take 9 minus their defense. Oh wait, 9.
Okay.
Halved but doubled. So 18 minus their defense.
41 minus 11 is 30. For Sunny. And then for the boy.
He will take 38 minus his defense.
Owie.
The Rotom will, a alarm will start blaring. Disqualification. Your Pokemon are not allowed to attack Pokemon that are not in the battle. Force looks like wide-eyed up at the Rotom and then looks back at you all. Come on, guys.
Come on, what?
He'll let it go if you let it go. I didn't mean to have Dwayne attack Sunny. I'm sorry. Here.
You are an ambassador of trainers. How dare you, sir?
Listen, I'll give you this potion to make up for it. You can use it right now on him.
Victor Ford is losing his mind with a string of profanities right now at Forrest. He is so pissed.
Listen. Sorry, guys. That was on me. I shouldn't have had him do that. A loss is a loss. I'm just saying, if you guys want to finish the battle.
Oh, yeah, we could finish the battle. I'm just saying, you're an ambassador for trainers everywhere. You're supposed to be the pinnacle of rules as a gym leader. And here you are breaking rules during official battles.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I should have been up on this cliff face right here, but I can't see behind this rock. I didn't know the side was still out.
Victor Ford is yelling that Spoons needs to be put back to full health and the Rhyhorn needs to go back over to his side.
All right, well, that if those conditions are met, will you all remove the disqualification?
Yes.
Does everybody agree?
Victor?
Okay.
Keller?
It's me, Victor. When you say the Rhyhorn goes back, you don't get to send him out again. That's the rule set we're playing with?
What?
Yes.
No way. I'll be down a Pokemon.
The deal is the deal.
The deal is the deal.
All right, listen. I can't do that. I have to keep my Pokemon out. But normally when...
Big talk from a man who's disqualified.
Well, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but if I'm disqualified, no badges can change hands.
That's what I'm saying. Keep the Rhyhorn. We'll keep going.
Yeah, but you all told me to pull him back.
Yeah, yeah, no. Just make him move it to the other side. Just make him.
Yeah, I can do that.
Forever.
It's fine.
Well, for the rest of the battle.
Here. And he throws an item towards Victor and says, Dwayne, come back here. Dwayne. During the pause battle.
So, rewinding a little bit. So, this Rhyhorn came barreling at Victor. Sideswiped him, and he's just been on the ground this whole time, just like shaken up and just like, what the fuck just happened? And he's like out of it, like mentally. He's like dissociated, he's checked out. He's like, what the fuck just happened? So I imagine this item just like flies to his feet, and he's just sitting there like
Spoons is kind of leaned over the rock that he kind of got hit into. And he like pushes himself up weakly and looks down at you and like starts to lower himself down with you.
I think of that, Victor will kind of snap out of it and just like crawl towards Spoons and just kind of hold him and then grab Sunny too and just kind of hold them.
Ford is going to make sure that both Pokemon get potions. Like, I'll give Psyduck one of mine and I'll turn my back like blocking it.
Okay.
Because I don't want Forrest to say nothing, even though he can't say nothing right now. So I'm going to put Spoons and Psyduck back to full health.
All right. To do it without him seeing it, give me a stealth check.
Okay.
He did throw a potion to you, Victor.
Mm-hmm. Did. Can Callan just distract by continuing to scream how he's an ambassador of trainers everywhere and that how it's a travesty that as a gym leader he has broken the most basic rules?
Yeah, give me a guile. You don't think he sees you. All right, is everything set right? Forrest puts his hands up. Everybody good?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to make a new amendment to the rules after this battle to keep all Pokemon that aren't participating off the field.
Victor's not a Pokemon.
Yeah, you maybe fully just came over to the trainer stuff. Area.
It was cool to hit.
Yeah.
The other Pokemon wasn't cool to hit. If you're on the battlefield in a Pokemon battle, you could get hit.
Whatever. Who's up in the turn order?
Show me the marked area where we're supposed to stand. Show me.
It's more
yeah,
like...
Yeah, don't feel too cool now, do you?
It's more like an aesthetic thing. It's actually back there by... That rock is the...
Sure.
It's Spoons is up.
Spoons is up.
How's Spoons feeling about everything?
He physically feels better, but he's a little jarred.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have him kind of, like, go into the battle, but he's not, like, getting real close to anybody. So, like, he's kind of, like... I know I'm supposed to go in, but I'm kind of scared to go in.
Yeah, you see him kind of like floating back a little bit, shakes his head and like looks at the battle. Onyx is going to use rock throw. As he's like wrapped around Cameron, he uses his tail to smack the rock that's on the ground towards Chonks. Oh. So that's 46 minus Chonks' defense. And that'll be the rock's turn. Forrest says, all right, Rhyhorn, be careful who you hit, you big, wide cutie pie. Chonks up.
Chonks is going to turn to that Graveler and use some Dragon Rage.
Six will hit.
It's just a massive, I'm going to say... beam of energy created from Chonks, just like full on Chonks screaming at this thing and just like
You see it collide in, and it looks like it's gonna take the initial burst, but then like at the end of the roar as this beam hits, it just puts a little bit of extra damage, and you see some rocks fly off. Victor.
After a little bit of time, he kind of like gets a hold on himself. And he calls out to Spoons, like, Spoons, you don't have to battle if you don't want to. Maybe just try and distract the enemy Pokemon so the others can get a hit or something. I don't know. Starts nursing his wounds.
Callan
is, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I'm going to try it and see if Austin courtroom stops me. Callan's going to say, hey, Caller, so what about recalling Sunny there so we can get a boost for Posey and Cameron? Right? Because the reason it stopped raining was because Sunny's out? Yeah.
Yeah, but like she's not battling.
She's not battling, but I think when she's out of the Pokeball, it still keeps the weather.
Oh, it
right?
does?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, you look up and you see the clouds are still parted and it's not raining.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can I recall her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, he'll recall her and he'll kind of whisper to the Pokeball, like I'm sorry about that, bud.
Ford.
Ford looks up and sees that it starts raining again. And then says, you got it, Cameron.
With the crash of lightning and the rain start to hit Cameron in his head as he's being squeezed by the rock. He looks up and it's his turn as he eyes the eye on it, this onyx.
Does the 17 hit, Austin?
A 17 hit.
Austin, does the 17 hit?
A 17 hit. And that's double damage minus its defense. And its speed is lowered.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
That means it goes down in the initiative.
Cameron's been wearing this little Hulkamania like tank top this whole time and just takes it and rips it.
While rainy, water type attacks gain a +5 bonus to damage rolls. That is just enough. What does it look like when you knock this onyx out?
Weird, because he just blew a bubble at it and it takes out this rock lizard. Yeah, just basically explodes right on it.
And as it does that, these rocks fall to the ground. You see little spirals over its eyes and standing on top of this pile of rubble is Cameron, and he looks up at you and he goes, Squirtle! Next up is the Graveler, who still has to use rollout. That will be against Chomps for 7, so it's 18 minus the defense. Next up is the Rhyhorn, who will take all its movement to get into Cameron's face. That's a double move. Spoons
is gonna move over here. That's cool. Can I have him like pick up a rock and try and throw it at the Graveler?
Yep. Yep. It'll be a struggle attack.
Cool.
Do we have flanking in this game? Because if we have it, he's got to be flanked at this point.
That's why I put him there.
I think in this game, with their flanking rules, he is flanked. Flanking is +2 in this game, so it's a +2 to the roll, which makes it 11, still hits. That was max damage that you rolled to. So I'll use that minus its defense. You see this rock hit it. It hits it square in the right spot or something, because it does seem to affect this Graveler a little bit. Next up is Forrest. He'll move closer so he can see. And he'll say, all right, focus in on that Squirtle. The rock's out of the battle. Chonks.
That Dragon Rage works so well. And also hearing now to focus on that Squirtle, Chonks is in a rage and is going to Dragon Rage again.
Yeah. 16 will hit. Now this Graveler's starting to look a little bit beat up. But he's looking around, trying to decide what his next move is going to be. Trainers want to do anything?
I'm going to yell, you got it, Cameron.
What's Chonks' hit points like?
Not good, dude. Not good.
Can I heal her up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I use a super potion on Chonks.
Aww.
This 35, I think you said?
Super potion, yeah, it's the 35.
Yeah.
Sweet. Callan's going to be like, thanks, Victor. I mean, Caller.
No problem, Ford.
You guys keep getting each other's names wrong. What's up with that?
We just met.
It's our first day.
Cameron up.
Okay. He is going to turn around and bubble the Graveler this time.
Okay.
He's just spitting. He's just stacking up bodies by spitting bubbles.
I will say Cameron is flanked. He know, and he knows that. Just to let you know. But yeah.
For now.
Nine will hit. MVP. What's it look like?
Same thing. Another bubble comes out and explodes all over this grab.
And you see as the bubble explodes and showers as the little droplets stop on it and only the regular rain is hitting it. You see the swirls in the Scrabbler's eyes. Well, Rhyhorn, Dwayne, do it to it. Yeah, the Rhyhorn's going to take a couple of steps away so it can move faster forward. Cameron can take an opportunity attack with the struggle if he wants.
Yeah, he does.
That'll 13. Hit. And as it like backs up and then starts to move forward, it's going to use a horn attack. Yeah, it takes a few steps back and runs forward and smashes into Cameron. That'll be 30 minus his defense. Spoons.
Alex, how would you feel if, and Austin, tell me if I can even do this, if Spoons teleported Chonks closer to the Rhyhorn, would that be at all helpful?
I'm down for it. I think Chonks can, if these grid lines are accurate.
Mm-hmm. Can she get there?
I think she can get there, but I'm still down for that for flavor, for fun, if you wanna.
I definitely think Spoons would not want to get close to that Rhyhorn.
Like, so Spoons himself. Is like, I'm going to airdrop my attack.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. That. So if that's cool with you.
So
and
cool
Austin.
With me.
Cool.
So you'll need to do a focus check just because it's in the middle of battle.
Sure.
But yeah, you can do it. Ooh.
Ooh, not good. No, no.
All right. So with that, there's still a chance that it can work. So high or low, Casey?
High.
Spoons. Pops over by Chonks and wraps around her and you all don't see her, see Chonks or Spoons for a second. Forrest moves up and crouches down next to his Onyx and pulls a golden spray bottle out, starts to spray it all over the Onyx. He says, come on, get back in the fight. This is gonna be a full revive.
Oh no, we're doomed.
All right, yeah, this Onyx gets back up and is back in the fight, and Forrest takes a step back. Chonks. As Chonks is getting whirled through whatever is going on, they pop back up over top of Rhyhorn, and levitating here, it's really hard for Spoons to hold Chonks up, so he has to let go, and Chonks has fallen through the air, but he's only about 5 feet up. Above this Rhyhorn, just far enough where Spoons can't get hit by him.
All right, so Chonks is on the Rhyhorn, on its right on it,
it can,
occupying the same square.
It can be falling above it, or yeah, it can okay. land on it if it wants. She wants, I'm sorry.
I'll never forgive you. hell yeah, she's landing. Let's fucking dragon rage this shit right in the face. Now she's enraged.
That'll hit. The dragon beam hits, and then the last big burst of energy hits, and you see raw as it takes some damage, and Chonks lands on the back of this Rhyhorn.
Chonks is riding the Rhyhorn?
Yes.
This is the best day ever.
Trainer turn, Victor.
Well, I think when he sees the Onyx be revived, he just kind of like sinks back down to the ground like, oh no. But that's it.
Callan?
I think Callan's just gonna look at this Onyx being revived and then the Chonks rodeo going on and fucking Cameron taking everybody out and Spoons now making these aerial attacks and just go, are you not entertained?
When you say that, you see the Rotom phones do like a spin or the drones, so they like get different angles as they're all circling around.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
Forge.
You got this, Cameron.
Squirtle! Cameron's up.
So, well, hang on. Is there a way for me to heal my Pokemon from this distance?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna give him a potion.
Basically, you can turn the knob on the end that sprays the potion. You can either do it like a mist if you're up close, or stream to get them if they're further away.
Just garden hose the shit.
Yeah. Okay. That's Ford's move. Now, Squirtle's move is to... I think Cameron is going to use the bubble attack on the Rhyhorn.
Okay.
It's three. It's not one.
It's three?
Yeah, he's flanked.
I'm going to count because Chonks is on the back that will give you a flanking bonus because the Rhyhorn is distracted. So, with a three, it just hits.
Okay.
So
damage is 24 plus 5 is 29. Double that, it's 58.
Yeah.
Minus his defense.
I like it when Tim does math at Austin. Yeah. It brings me joy. It makes me feel good.
What's it look like?
Same thing. He's just like, you know, just like shoots bubble, turns, shoots bubble, turns. He's just turning in place and just popping out all these bubbles. This one goes straight at the Rhyhorn and explodes. And I think that's gonna airlift Chonks to safety.
Yeah, it...
to safety?
The horn hits the mud and Chonks flies off the end of it. And as like the mud slides down the Rhyhorn's face, you see the swirls. And then Chonks just... we'll say she lands about 10 feet over here, face first in the mud. No damage or anything.
Yeah.
Rude.
Just to safety.
Rhyhorn out. What's up with Spoon's up?
Fucking Onyx. Should I do it again?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cameron this time?
I would still do Chonkmander just because Chonk's up again.
I'll say this.
That's the only reason I think so.
Chonks is a little bit further away than she was last time. So you'll have to have the movement to get the Chonks, and then I'll let you teleport as your action. But we just got to action economy it. Make sure you can get there first.
Action economy. What a sexy phrase. Hang on. How much can Spoons lift? Is Spoons swole?
Not really.
Okay.
You can try whatever you want.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That would be terrible, but I kind of want to try it. All right, what if I picked up the fainted Graveler? Wait, did he recall the Graveler?
He did.
Okay, what if I picked up the fainted Graveler and teleported him over the smash the
eye? All right, let's see if he can do it.
Oh my god.
Okay, no, I got to make one argument. This would not take a lick of strength.
It's only teleportation. It's has only nothing teleportation to do with strength.
If he lets go immediately once
it takes no strength to do this.
I'm going
to
say that it does take a little bit of strength to pull him into whatever teleporting realm that he
is. Okay, that's fair.
So that's why it's going to be a focus roll and not like an athletics.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, can I give him anything, any inspiration? Because I really want this to happen.
Can I give Spoons my inspiration? Because I want this to happen.
Technically, inspirations only work on D20 rolls, and that's what's getting.
If you make it only work on D20 rolls, it's never going to work in this game. We only roll sixes.
To hit?
Oh, I don't think I can. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta try it.
We'll just try.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Spoons, go grab the arm of this Graveler, and we'll see if he can do it. Come on.
That's good enough.
Solidly mediocre.
Spoons.
Solidly mediocre.
Floats down and looks at the Graveler for a second, sees the swirls, and you guys see it disappear, and the Graveler's gone with it. I'm trying to figure out another roll you can make to like
aim it. 16 D20.
What's a good aim roll? Combat?
So combat actually makes sense.
Yeah, I think combat might be a good one.
Yeah. What about occult education? No, I'm just kidding.
How spooky is this?
It's pretty spooky.
How many ghosts will be made in one turn?
We'll say do a combat roll, and I'm going to compare it to his evasion. Let me check Onyx's. Beijing.
I want to hit him with his own pimp.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
You're trying to hit the rock with the Johnson.
That's what she said.
Oh, I really should have made Onyx Johnson. Damn.
I had that same thought like half an hour ago, but I didn't want to say it.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately.
Sorry you're late.
Unfortunately.
He can't even get it out. He's so cracked up. Unfortunately, I just can't.
That as this spoons pops up above the onyx, it looks up and sees it and just manages to, it's using its physical evasion. So it lets the rock hit it and kind of roll in just the right way where it doesn't hurt it.
Cameron gets an attack of opportunity.
He doesn't actually move. He moves out of the way of the rock.
I tried.
Just like Matrix style twists out of the way.
Yeah, good effort, almost.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah. Forrest is up, and you guys kind of see him kind of nodding. Out of the box thinking. He won't do anything else. Chonk.
Chonks is pushing herself up out of the mud, running over, and she's going to try another fucking Dragon Rage attack against this Onyx.
Yeah, the Dragon Rage hits this. The rock. Next up is the rock. It's going to use Stealth Rock.
No, I hate that move.
Ugh.
And basically, I think what this does is a bunch of rocks shoot up out of the ground.
That's not very stealthy.
Yeah, it's not stealthy at all.
It's not. The thing is, you're not supposed to see these sometimes. You do see them.
I'm sorry. We're not playing John Cena here. This is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Point of order.
Oh, my God.
This is its stealth rock. It's going to come up right underneath.
Oh, my God.
Right underneath this Rhyhorn and move the body of the Rhyhorn out of the way.
Damn.
Chunks is still on top.
This is my stealth rock.
Yeah, the rock cannot occupy. That's the word I'm looking for. Sorry,
yeah,
ghost,
get that rock
body.
Out of this.
Yeah.
This is my stealth rock.
Blah, blah, blah. Fuck it. That does some stuff.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's when your GM has given up GMing.
Yeah. He's like, I wanted you guys to stop 20 minutes ago.
Trainers.
You got this, Cameron.
All right, if nothing else, then Cameron up.
Okay.
Callan also wants to go, you got this, Cameron.
he's gonna bubble at the onyx.
All right, as you are next to this rock, it says when you move within 2 meters of it, I'm just gonna say you are within 2 meters of it, so it's gonna work.
Okay.
You lose a tick of hit points.
Okay.
You can't get hit by it again.
All right. I rolled that bubble attack. I rolled a 13. Does 13 hit?
13 hit. Awesome. So that's 22, okay. 44 plus 10 is 54.
Don't beat me to my math, Austin. God, I did that on purpose. God, did you see how quick he rattled that off so I couldn't get to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that was good.
It's 54
mathematical
minus your
action
defense.
Economy.
Yes. Yeah. Such a sexy phrase.
That was a big bubble hit. That onyx did not like that hit. I'll tell you that much.
I liked it.
Cameron's trying to, he's trying to stack up his fourth body in a 3 Pokemon fight, so.
Forrest sighs when he sees that bubble hit, actually. Spoons.
Spoons just teleports in a bitch, slaps him to take away his
You know what? Fuck it. Spoons is going to throw a rocket onyx. He's like, die already.
Roll it up.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
It hits Onyx, and he just does not stop looking at Cameron. Forrest will say, well, might as well stay in the fight. Pull out another potion, and it's just a regular potion. Chonk.
Chonk up?
Mm-hmm.
Does Chonk take anything for this sneak rock?
Chonk takes a tick of tick. Hit points, but she can't take it again. So this rock might as well get the fuck out of the game.
This rock makes me think of Austin brooding in Thoughts for Atu. Like, this rock is just brooding, and we're all like, ah.
It hurts.
Oh, shit. Dragon Rage. I know I'm a one-hit wonder here, but I just really enjoy it.
Do you know how many bubbles I've thrown out?
Excuse me, is Onyx flanked?
Onyx flanked. You get a +2 to the rope.
Thank you.
It hit.
No, ask him. Ask him. Ask him.
Ask him what?
It does an 8 hit.
Does an 8 hit? Austin, does an 8 hit?
Let me double check. Gotta find the sheet. Oh, where's the sheet? Damn it, I can never find the fucking sheet. Yeah, it hits.
Oh, good.
He doesn't like that hit either.
Did you add the 5 for rain damage?
Little brain drops hit him, and he seems to be starting to crumple to the ground as he gets lower and lower. Stay in the fight, Onyx. Ear forced.
He's beaten down by seasonal depression at this point.
He's getting fire on one side and rain on the other side, and it's just pummeling him.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Yes! I'm getting James Taylored.
He's gonna just smack some rocks down off this cliff next to him and try to hit Cameron. Been fucking him up. An 8 to hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Trainers?
You got this, Cameron.
You got this, Cameron.
You got this, Cameron.
Cameron's up. Square down.
Okay. I think maybe we're going to do something a little different. I'm just kidding. He's going to do bubble right again.
I was about to say, you do tackle and it doesn't even do any damage.
No! Wait, no, that's +2. +2 because he's flanking. Yep.
+2.
Surrounded on 3 sides.
Yeah.
He still manages to duck out of the way of this bubble as it hits the wall behind him. His physical evasion.
Wow, how much damage does the wall take?
You see the wall just start corroding like a drop of acid just hit it. Smooth.
It's going to throw a pebble and it's going to be enough to end this guy.
I imagine Spoons is getting really worked up and like really frustrated. So he's gonna throw another rock. The biggest rock he can find that he can lift.
That'll hit.
Thank God.
Hey Austin, does a 15 hit? Austin.
A 15
hit? He's flanked, it's a 17, okay? Austin, does a 17 hit?
Is there any damage modifiers to this?
The rain?
So that is gonna be God fucking damn it. This Onyx, as it hits with this rock, you just see it crumble to the ground. It had just enough to get over its defense to hit it for just enough hit points to knock it out.
Holy shit!
As the Onyx crumbles to the ground, the Rotom phone announces, Forest has no more Pokemon left to battle. Kalar, Ford, and Victor have won the battle.
Ford stands up and yells, to the victor goes the spoils!
Force steps out and he says, you're damn right, Victor. And he walks up to you all and he says, you and your Pokemon fought hard. You earned this. And he reaches in his bag and pulls out this little case and opens it up and pulls 3 little pins and hands them each to you. It's a... Is it a pentagon? I think it's a pentagon. Let me make sure.
A pentagon.
It's an octagon, isn't it?
It's a fivagon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Octagon.
It's an eightagon.
It's an eightagon with slanted sides all around it, just forming a circle. It looks like a gem.
It's an octagon that forms a circle?
Yeah.
I like to imagine that Callan immediately would be like, hey, Callar, do you have that thing that my brother gave you? And can I borrow everybody's badges for just a quick second here? Scam, 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 scams.
Forrest congratulates you guys, and he says, yeah, along with those badges, you also get some prize money here. And he pulls out his phone, and he says, let me put your all's phones up to mine. Transfer you the money.
Okay.
He taps your all's phone with his. No, Callan, he does.
Callan cannot find her phone.
You
it's guys, okay. She's just like, Chunks, where's my phone?
Just put hers on mine again. It's fine. I'll keep it for her.
Is that okay with you, Ford?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Victor, you receive 3,000 Pokebucks. Ford, actual Ford, you receive 6,000.
Okay.
Also got these two things. And he pulls out these like little disk drives, or not disk drives, yeah, disk drives, like jump drives. You all obviously have slots on these for your phone. We've already talked about it. These are TMs, TM94, Rock Smash, and TM80, Rock Slide. And since you all showed such outside of the box work, you can take this too. And he pulls what looks to be just this little brown rock hanging on like a piece of leather string that you could wear as a necklace. This is a hard stone. It'll help with rock type moves.
Does it look like a tiny Kyogre?
It's in the shape. This rock is in the shape of a Kyogre, however you want to say it.
Kyogre.
Yeah.
Why? Hold on. What's the bit there?
So back in the day when you bought the Free Willy VHS, you got a necklace that was a brown rock on a leather string that was in the shape of a whale. Yeah,
didn't Randolph have that? Didn't he have that?
I think so. It was in the second movie. He gave it to Elvis or something like that. Yeah.
All right. So as you guys return back to Pewter City from Mount Moon, you see Jimmy and his grandpa outside of the gym, and as you walk out, he says, oh, I knew it. And his grandpa's still holding the camera filming, and he says, we have the champs right here. Look at their shiny new boulder badges. So the people want to know, how does it feel to be the newest champions of the Pewter City Gym? He holds out the mic.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Moves the mic over.
You did it, Cameron.
Moves the mic over.
Yay!
Chasquita, brah! Again, amazing job to you all. We look forward to seeing you all climb your way to the top. We will keep an eye on these older than average trainers and see what kind of glory they cook up. Until next time, I've been Jimmy Guy, the gym guide, and he's been my grandpa. Say bye, grandpa. Good job, you three. I'll see you at the next gym. Can catch more of me at CZ Drop on Twitter and twitch.tv/CZ Drop. Every other Sunday, we do Dungeons and Dracon Beams. Every other Friday, a new episode of the Lake Starter comes out. Okay, bye.
I'm Tim, and you can find me at horsegirls.club because I do a podcast called Horse Girls. I'm also on Animorphs Anonymous and occasionally Surprise Attack Book Club. Not me, the occasionally, the attack is occasional. And I'm Remo Beware on Twitter.
Hello, I'm Casey. I can be found on podcasts like Animorphs Anonymous and Hearst Girls, where I talk about books with my friends. I can be found once a month on Art Corner, where I draw stuff with my friends. I can be found at Beside You, which is my gay romance webcomic that I make and draw. You can read that for free at BSIDEYOUcomic.com or on Tapas and Webtoons. You can also go to my Patreon to get early access pages and work in progress pages and other such content. If you find any of this intriguing, you can find me at all the places you can find me at
linktr.ee/KCDStudios. Find.
Hi, I'm Alex. You can find me on Twitter at Alex and Birds. You can also find me on 800 billion podcasts all around the world. You can find me on Animorphs Anonymous. You can find me on Horse Girls. You can find me on Dungeons and Draken Beams. You can find me on Surprise Attack Book Club. And then the other ones that are around that I do on occasion. Some of them on hiatus. Some of them are just, you know, sporadic, like Questmaster. Oh, Linktree, linktr.ee/join the clubs. You can find all of our work there.
You can start late, but at least you're starting. Okay, bye.